Now D-U-Z does brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Does, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Well, sounds like Dan, the Does mailman.
You heard right, Mr. Collier. And wait till you hear all these Does letters we got.
Well, let's see what's dozing in everybody's wash this week, Dan.
Here's a letter from San Francisco.
What's that?
Mr. Emmett Roebling has a new use for Does.
What?
He does as his Packard car.
But he goes to the store and says, a Packard of Does, please.
Oh. Say, here's one from La Crosse, Wisconsin. Mrs. W.H. Fitting says when she gets ready to bake potatoes, she does them first. Think of dozing a potato.
She's sure a smart tomato.
Sure is.
Oh, here's a swell letter from Trenton, New Jersey, folks. Mrs. C.W. Vorey says, I used to be a real fuss budget on wash day. I fussed about the grease on Dad's overalls, the dirt on Junior's trousers, my daughter's soiled dresses. Then I found Does, and the way it helps me whiz through my wash. I don't fuss anymore. I just does everything. Well, that's the thing to do, Mrs. Voorhees. Does can't be beat for getting towels white or work clothes clean easy. Yet this new kind of soap gives you extra safety for your pretty colored rayons. Yes, Does does best. Didn't actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it? You betcha. Does led the parade with its remarkable combination. Only Does gave you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten cleaning power for grimy work clothes, and greater safety for colors. So be a lady who does best.
Listen to Dan, the Does mailman. Does everything.
Now Does invite you to visit the Goldberg. This night in Lastonbury, it can truthfully be said that troubles come in pairs. What began as a simple civic meeting for the purpose of either endorsing Edward Reynolds or nominating Molly to run against him for the village council has blossomed into a chain of strange events. When Elizabeth Neal, Reynolds' ex-fiancée, failed to show up at the meeting, although she had been seen en route, it was thought at first that she had been delayed only temporarily by Reynolds. But as the evening wore on and neither Elizabeth nor Reynolds showed up, well, suspicion grew speedily. And then, when all eyes turned to Fernandez, Reynolds' gardener, who had just stood up to tell what he knew about his employer's past, a phone call came in for Fernandez. It was Reynolds. As soon as he hung up, the old gardener rushed out of the meeting hall without any explanation at all. The chairman, Bruce Hanley, is speaking. Listen.
All right,
folks. Order, please. Sit down,
order.
Mrs. Johnson, please. All right, folks. It looks like Mr. Fernandez is not coming back to tell us what we all hoped he would.
Of course.
It would kind of clear the atmosphere of Lastonbury to know a few things about our neighbor, Mr. Edward Reynolds.
Yes.
But, all right, whatever it is, we'll have to find it out for ourselves. Where are you going, Mr. Goldberg?
I'll be right back, Mr. Hanley.
Well, we're coming to the main purpose of the meeting, and don't you go and fly the coop on us now.
No, I wouldn't. I'll be right back.
Well, you better be, because everything on the agenda is all cleaned up like the floor of a new barn.
I'll be right back, Bruce. I'll be right back.
Do you want me to go with you, Mrs. Goldberg? Mrs. Goldberg, do you want me to go with you?
Birdie, I'm very nervous.
Aren't you feeling well?
I'm very nervous, Birdie, dear. I'm very nervous and I'm worried.
Oh, goodness. Listen.
Very worried.
When I was worried, you told me not to bite my fingernails.
We're
going
ahead with the important business as soon as Mrs. Goldberg gets back.
Wait, Birdie, he's going ahead with the important business and the important business is me. soon they're going to say that they're nominating me for the councilwoman. That's important business. But I'm worried, Brady, dear. I'm worried. Look, Brady, don't you think that
of course I do. Of course.
I didn't say it yet, Brady, dear.
But don't you think I know what you were going to say?
But, Brady, darling,
just make a motion for the meeting to be postponed.
That's what I mean, Brady.
Of course it, yes. Of course it should be postponed. Why isn't Elizabeth Neal here?
That's what I want to know.
Why isn't Mr. Reynolds here?
It's also my question.
For that matter, why did he call Mr. Fernandez away from the meeting just when he was about to reveal a scandal? I assure you.
Oh, you don't have to assure me, Bertie. I'm assured. Inside, I'm very assured. But, Bertie, dear, what do you think?
I'm afraid to say what I really think. All I can say is that I'll be surprised if I ever see Elizabeth Neal again.
You mean, Bertie, this, huh?
When a woman in your past makes your future unlivable, what is the usual procedure for a man of Mr. Reynolds' reputation?
Well, what do you think, Bertie?
Who knows why he prevented Elizabeth Neal from coming here and where she might be.
All right,
Bertie,
but don't exaggerate my nervousness.
Oh, listen, be realistic, Mrs. Goldberg. Mr. Fernandez is also an obstacle. He objects to the marriage of his daughter to Mr. Reynolds. Those are the facts. Face them.
Hurry up, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yes.
Mrs. Goldberg, powder your nose and look pretty. We're going to ask you to take a bow.
Since I'm powdering my nose. I'm so ashamed of myself, Brady.
Listen, why should you be ashamed?
Because if I'm going to be a councilwoman, all through the agenda, I wasn't thinking of what everybody was saying, pro and con on the important business, Brady. I was thinking
we're
something...
We're waiting.
I'm coming. Come, Bertie.
Well, now, listen, if you're ashamed to ask him to postpone the meeting, I'll ask him to postpone the
all
meeting.
All right, so come. Bertie, dear, I am not the material that councilwomen are made of, Bertie.
Oh, there you are, Miss Goldberg.
Yes.
All right, sit down, everybody.
Excuse me.
Your place right there. That's it.
Excuse me.
All right, folks.
Excuse me.
Let's order, please. Let's get down to the job we set ourselves to.
Mr. Hanley, may I have a word, Mr. Chairman?
What is it, Miss Fischel?
Well, I'm asking for a postponement of this meeting.
Why?
Because I think that we're all acting like a bunch of ostriches, trying to keep our eyes closed to the facts, while a poor woman may be meeting her fate, a fate she doesn't deserve. Her only sin being that she loved too well and not too wisely,
not
if you know what I
not
mean.
Not wisely.
Yes. I feel if we sit here discussing civil affairs, we'll be all accessories to the crime.
Now, order. I want you all to listen to me. That's the way I feel about it. If you want to hear me out.
Quiet.
Whoever it is, want this meeting postponed just because they want to go and poke their noses into some romantic mush, don't deserve the privilege of free speech and free assembly.
See that, Bertie?
Jay, I'm a citizen, Mr. Hanley, and I said what was on my mind.
No offense meant, Miss Schlissel, but citizenship doesn't mean a mind attached to an open mouth. Ed Reynolds refused to sell us his tract of land, and we vote this town of Lastonbury needs that land. We'll condemn it if we have to. We're not up to that yet. First things first. My grandfather always used to say, the first thing we've got to do is to learn to keep out of Mr. Reynolds' private affairs.
Right.
Sure, I could postpone this meeting and I could go out and look for a dead Elizabeth Neal and end up looking like a bigger fool than the Lord ever intended man to be. After all, folks, say anything you want to about Mr. Reynolds. He'll drive a hard bargain or fall in love with his gardener's daughter.
She's young enough to be his own daughter.
But one thing, Miss Schlissel, you can't accuse him of.
I hope you're right, Mr. Reynolds.
Miss Schlissel. I think you've been to too many movies. All right, folks. Mrs. Johnson, please. Now, let's just go ahead and finish what we set out to do. It's too bad Mr. Reynolds chose to act the way he did. Maybe it's just as well. And we'll get at the bottom of why he's refusing to let us have his land for a housing project. Elizabeth knows. Mr. Fernandez knows. So will we when the proper time comes.
Right.
Yes, but right now we've got a job to do.
That job is to nominating Mrs. Goldberg. That's our province.
Mr. Hanley, Mr. Hanley,
yes?
Even Mrs. Goldberg thinks.
Why, everybody thinks.
Well, all right, let's hear what Mrs. Goldberg thinks. Won't you come up on the platform and tell us, Mrs. Goldberg?
Go on, Mrs. Goldberg.
On the platform?
Go on.
On the platform?
Come on.
Excuse me.
All right. Right here. Go ahead, Mrs. Goldberg.
Well, Bruce, I think that I would rather you picked somebody else.
Oh, no, no, no.
I feel I'm not, how shall I say it, Bruce? I mean, all through this meeting, my mind was not on the business of the agenda. You see, Mr. Hatt, I'm afraid I'll always be more interested in, well, how shall I say it, in the little things. I am worried about Elizabeth Neal and where she is. You see, that's why when you first told me that you wanted me to run for councilwoman, I said no. Remember, I said no when you came in with the milk that night. I said no, Bruce. And I think that's why Mr. Goldberg also told me no when I spoke to him on the telephone. You see, he knows me, Bruce, and I can't help mixing. I'm a mixer. I don't think I could give up I don't think I could give up people for civics or for politics or... Maybe it's because I live too close to life for so long. Maybe I can't see the woods, only the single trees. And that's why my mind right now can't include at the same time the elections and the housing project and also the whereabouts of Elizabeth Neal. So, Mr. Hanley, perhaps maybe...
Mrs. Goldberg, I appreciate what you said. After all, I was the first one you told that you were thinking of not running because of all the personalities mixed up.
That's right.
And it seems to me that any public figure who forgets how ordinary folks feel and act and think and just figures on the big issues, we might as well be a bookkeeper in a sawmill adding up logs and two-by-fours where it don't matter much if he adds wrong every once in a while. And anybody we choose to speak for us on the bigger issues as you've got to remember adding up people, not logs. And you can't make mistakes adding up people. And that's why we want you, Mrs. Goldberg.
Thank you, Mr. Hanley. Thank you very much, sir. But if you'll only bear with me until I make a telephone call to Mr. Fernandez, I'll see if he's home, and if all is well, then I'll return and I'll put my mind on the agenda.
Sometimes we fail to realize how useful certain things can be. Take Does, for instance. Now, you've heard me say Does is best. It does everything in your wash. Well, do you know this new kind of soap does everything in the dishpan, too?
Say, that never occurred to me.
Well, then you've got a wonderful discovery to make. Do you want suds that stand up until the last dish is done?
You bet.
You get them with Does. Do you want really fast action on grease?
The faster, the better.
You get it with Does. Do you want extra kindness for your hands?
Of course.
Well, you get that with Does, too. It's kinder to hands than any other leading wash day soap. You see, you get everything when you get Does. Just try it. Watch how this new kind of soap blossoms into suds the instant water strikes it. Notice you don't need to keep pouring in more soap. And see how easy Does cuts through tough grease. You don't do any hard scouring. And notice how nice Does leaves your hands. So soft and smooth. Does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, Bruce Hanley certainly has an unenviable job trying to calm the great rush of fear which has come over the assemblage. Even Molly seems to have been sidetracked for the moment by her own suspicions. What can she hope to learn by calling Fernandez? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Save all used fat. It pays. You'll get 2 red ration points per pound. Save more used fat. Get more ration points.